Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. From whichever part of the world you are tuning into, this is Sirisha Varma from Grinding by Pixels, and I hope you are enjoying your Saturday. Saturday, we review a business book here in this podcast, School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses. Specific reason being, weekend is the best time to dwell into learning and unlearning new things in life. And that is where books really help us. We don't have to make all the mistakes by ourselves. You can learn a lot from books. Apart from that, there might be some people that you really want to learn from, but you don't have access to them. And that is where books come into help, right? So that is one of the specific reasons that we do a book review here in our podcast, though our entire podcast is looking at helping small business owners. So when we talk about books, we talk about specifically business books. But today's book is a little different. Today's book is more about your personality, your mindset, and some of the things that you need to change before you can achieve success. And this particular book has been published straight for 118 years. Yes, that is right. It is 118 years. This book was first published in 1903, the 19th century, and we are still reading it today in the 21st century. And that is why I am saying this book has been republished for 118 years and it is still very relevant for today's generation. What is the book? The book is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. James Allen has written more than one book per year through all of his adult life, and he was able to publish 19 books until he died in 1912. So there are certain aspects to this book. If you are looking for a book to read over the weekend, this is definitely my advice to go through this book, because this book is a very small book. You can actually complete it over the weekend without even pausing. And this book has around 7 chapters, but we will be talking about the first 5 chapters in this book summary. So the first chapter is, of course, thought and character. And many people might think, how is thought and character related? Isn't character built in the early age of your life? Yes, that is true. Character is built in the early age of life. But who says that you cannot change your character? You can always change your character depending on your thoughts. For example, let us say you have seen your parents struggle all their life, then the set process in your mind is that life is a big struggle. And depending on that, your character might be molded into somebody who is not a great positive thinking person because he knows that life is a bit of struggle, right? But you could change your thought process and think, life can be as different as I want it to be if I work towards it. So in that case, probably you could mold your character entirely. We have known so many Hollywood and Bollywood actors who have come from varied families who don't even have any background, but they have entirely changed their personas to become somebody else today. That happens, the change of life shift only happens when you consciously work towards it. There is nothing subconscious about it. There is no secret behind it, right? So James Allen says in this particular chapter of thought and character that act is the blossom of thought and joy and suffering are its fruits. So what he tends to say here is whatever your thought is, and depending on your character, you will act accordingly. So if you are somebody who believes in honesty, who believes in hard work, and your thought is also positive, then you would definitely not want to take up opportunities which might lead you towards crime or towards harming somebody or towards creating scams for somebody, right? Rather than that, you would try to work towards a life which is which has positive impact on the society, which can help people, and through which you can create a bigger impact. That is how you will act. And joy and suffering are its fruits. So depending on your actions, again, it depends whether you bring joy to your own life and to others, or you bring sorrow to your own life and to others. The second chapter talks about effect of thought on circumstances. So here James talks about our mind just like a garden. If you have a garden, you know that irrespective of whether you sow something in the garden or not, there would definitely be plants. You could either tend to the garden and make sure that the plants that are out there are what you want, or you can just ignore it and you will still find plants, that is weeds in the garden. So just like that, your mind has a thought process of its own, irrespective of whether you tend to build whatever you're thinking consciously, or you just tend to ignore it and then subconsciously it comes up with its own variations of things. It all depends on you. Of course, there is a specific example here. Again, circumstances can change depending on multiple things, right? And circumstances is just one point to your life. For example, there have been people whose circumstances have changed overnight. Example, lottery ticket winners. You have bought a lottery today, you were poor, and tomorrow you suddenly become a millionaire, right? So their circumstance changed entirely. But there is a caveat here. Just because they have earned money doesn't mean they get to keep it. We have seen so many examples of people who have, you know, suddenly became millionaires because they got a lottery ticket. I mean, they won a lottery ticket, and then within a few months they are back to where they have started because they didn't know how to manage this wealth. And that is how your circumstances, though they might change, doesn't actually mean that you will be successful in having a great life. It all depends on you consciously doing something towards it. A great example here is, of course, from this book, The Psychology of Money, which I have also reviewed in this podcast. One of the examples that the author gives in The Psychology of Money is becoming rich and staying rich are two different things. Most of us think if I become rich, then I would be rich until I die. That is not how things work. You might become rich, but if you don't know how to manage those riches, in a few months or in a few years, you become poor again. So, entirely the circumstances are not what will define your life. It is also the thoughts. And to manage wealth, you need to have this mentality of success behaviors. Chapter number 3 is effect of thought on health and the body. Of course, body is the servant of your mind. Most of the times we have seen people, nothing is wrong in their life, right? They are having a normal life, but they are never happy. And it manifests in their body by some kind of disease. Most of the people, they keep thinking, oh my God, there is something wrong with me, or there is something wrong with the circumstances. And then suddenly they get hypertension, they get diabetes, they eat excessively because of all the worries that they are putting in their brain. And what happens with that? Different diseases start manifesting in their body. If no matter what your circumstances are today, if no matter what you're doing in life today, if no matter whatever struggles you have in life today, you kind of keep only positive thoughts, then definitely one day you will be successful. But if you keep worrying about things which may or may not be there in your life, then of course your body and your health will be affected. And that is what James Allen says in this specific chapter. One of the examples, many of us, I mean, this is something that I have done as well, and this is something that many of you have done as well. We might have started a dieting process because we don't like the way that we are looking, the body that we are looking in, or probably because of a New Year resolution. Of course, we are in December, so there are all these New Year resolutions for us out there. So in that case, we start a diet plan. But after a few weeks or a few months, we don't stick to it. The specific reason being, your why is not strong enough. If you're just dieting for the sake of it, then you would definitely not lose any weight. But if you're dieting because you have had this complete mind shift, wherein you're saying, I want to diet, I want to lose this weight, not just to look good, but because I want more energy so that I can use that energy to spend with my spouse or my children. I want to lose weight so that I can have a longer, healthy life. I want to lose weight so that I can do more for my society. If that is your why and your why is strong enough, nobody can stop you from eating healthy. So that is where, again, it's all about whatever is there in your head. It's all about your thoughts. It's all about your mindset. Now, the fourth chapter that James talks about is thought and purpose. Again, in the example above, what is your purpose? If your purpose is strong, if your why is strong enough, you are willing to make lifestyle changes. There are people who have entirely changed their lives just because they have had a serious purpose in life, or they were very serious because they had something that they wanted to achieve to show to the world. One of the biggest examples, of course, is Elon Musk. Elon Musk was able to send a space shuttle to Mars. Even NASA was not able to do it. NASA, the biggest organization which has too many resources, which has the smartest people as scientists working there, was not able to successfully send a space shuttle into Mars. But Elon Musk was able to do it just by hiring people, just by having the right mindset, and just by never giving up. He had a bigger purpose in life. He could have just retired with the amount of money that he made through PayPal, but that is not what stopped him. He wanted to do much more in life, and that is what he has finally done. Did you know Elon Musk almost went bankrupt with this specific venture of his, wherein he wanted to send his space shuttle into Mars? Yes, he failed badly 3 times. The 4th time, he finally got some money from his friends, family. He exhausted all his funds. And then he was successful in launching a space shuttle on Mars. And when that happened, NASA gave him a contract through which he was able to sustain. Do you think you and I have that kind of strong purpose wherein we will be able to act like that? Again, an amazing book that you need to read if you want to build purpose and work towards it constantly is The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. Gary talks about the one thing that you need to keep working on. First, you need to define the one thing in different aspects of your life. It could be your personal life, it could be your career, it could be your spiritual life, and then keep working towards it. Again, that book, I have reviewed that book as well in my podcast. So definitely go and check that out as well. Chapter number 5 is thought factor in achievement. With all of this being said, achievement is just a sum of everything that we have discussed right now. You must have seen people who have become super successful, and then after a few months or a few years, they are no longer successful. Why? Because before you can become successful, you need to shift your mindset entirely. And that is what you hear from millionaires and billionaires. Before they were able to achieve super success in their life, they had to completely change their mindset. I'll give you an example. As a business owner, if you're doing small things, you'll get small output. If you think big and then do something which nobody else is doing in your industry, then you will get exponential results. Most of us think going big is really bad, and that is what limits our thought process. But to achieve big, you first have to change your mindset. You have to believe that you can do it. You have to believe that there is nobody else who is going to stop you. It's just you who is going to stop yourself. And you have to stop yourself from doing that to you. Self-sabotage is common in many small business owners and also in professionals. So stop doing that to yourself. Once you change your mindset towards success, and of course, there are many millionaires and billionaires who specifically talk about their morning routines. Just like you and me, they don't wake up and look at their phones or their Instagram or social media handles. They have a set morning routine where they talk to themselves about the different things that they want to achieve in life. They meditate, they try to manifest that, and they try to change their thoughts accordingly. And that is when they achieve success. So what are your goals for 2022? Do let me know. All my details are in the description. Drop me a note on my email ID, sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. If you like the content that I'm creating, please do share it with people in your network so that it can help them as well. If there is a specific topic that you want me to cover, you can also drop that in the note in an email. This is Sirisha Verma, Founder Chief Strategist at Branding by Pixels, a business strategy, design and digital marketing company, coming live to you from India. I record podcasts 3 times a week, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. Tuesday, I talk about digital marketing. Thursday, I talk about a business case study. And Saturday, I do a business book review. Next Tuesday, I'm creating this podcast on the top 20 businesses for 2022. So if you are looking for business ideas for the new year, then definitely check that out as well. I'll see you again next Tuesday. Until then, have a great weekend ahead. And before we sign off, trust in yourself, friend. See you. Take care. Bye-bye.